The Republican National Convention begins Monday in St. Paul, but many delegates have been meeting all week in Minneapolis to hammer out a platform and revise the party's rules. That activity stopped short yesterday for John McCain's announcement that Sarah Palin will be his running mate. NPR's David Wellner reports the delegates in Minneapolis watched it all unfold on television and mostly liked what they saw.
For Republican convention delegate Vicki Davis of Walker, Louisiana, the best thing about Sarah Palin is her strong opposition to abortion. Palin, to her, is even more conservative than John McCain, and she says that's good.
We're excited. We're elated. I couldn't be happier. And I think she's the perfect choice because in 4 years, we may get to nominate her for president.
And not McCain.
We'll just have to see.
And while Barack Obama's running mate Joe Biden hails from Scranton, Pennsylvania, Delegate Peg Ferraro of Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley region thinks Sarah Palin will actually boost John McCain's prospects for winning that state.
I was impressed that she had Democrats and independents in her cabinet. She has strong union ties. And Pennsylvania being a key swing state, if we can just swing 6% of the vote from the 2004 election, I think we can carry Pennsylvania.
Delegate Thatcher Stone of New York City says McCain's decision to run with a woman was a very smart choice.
Because Barack Obama has spent the last 18 months trying to beat a lady from being president. Now he's going to have to spend the next 2 months keeping all the women in America from voting for another lady for vice president. So I think it was a brilliant move. And I think in retrospect, Obama's failure to put Hillary on the ticket will go down as the biggest political blunder of the century.
Still, most GOP delegates had not expected a McCain-Palin ticket. Here's Mississippi Republican Party Chairman James Herring.
I was surprised at the choice, and I think most of us were, but having heard her make her speech, I think all of us are excited for her.
Is she ready to be commander-in-chief? She'd be a heartbeat away from the presidency.
With a little time, well, she'll make a great vice president and will be ready. Hopefully that won't ever happen.
Other Republican leaders were more guarded about the 44-year-old first-term governor's readiness to step in as president. Jan Staples is from Cape Elizabeth, Maine.
She is not prepared in the sense that she hasn't dealt with some of the issues that a commander-in-chief will need to deal with. On the other hand, she's in the second spot, not the first spot.
Rhode Island's Robert Manning said the real issue is Barack Obama's level of experience, not Sarah Palin's.
One can probably pretty safely assume that her foreign experience is somewhat limited. If you ask me whether I'd have a preference of having somebody inexperienced as vice president versus having somebody inexperienced as president, I will tell you that I'd rather have somebody inexperienced as vice president.
Manning and other GOP delegates played down a probe by Alaska's legislature into whether Palin abused her power by trying to get her sister's ex-husband fired from the state police. Like many, Beverly Willard of Carson City, Nevada, accentuated the positive.
I think it was a fabulous choice. I think she hit a home run right out of the ballpark.
David Wellner, NPR News, at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
And you can read a profile of Governor Palin and hear her introductory speech on our website, npr.org. This is NPR News.